At the end of each quarter, you're going to ask yourself the same questions. What did I do this quarter that worked in this area? What did I do that didn't work? What should I keep doing in the next quarter? What should I change in the next quarter? Is there anything outstanding that needs to be wrapped up? And I love this one, how am I feeling about my growth or lack thereof in this area?
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible, one that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started.
Hey there, welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. This is part two of the episode titled The Multi-Millionaire Mindset, Five Things to Do for Dramatic Growth. Now, part one aired on March 19th, so last Tuesday. So if you haven't listened to that yet, go back and listen to that one first because it's going to make more sense when you listen to this one. Now, if you did listen to part one, great, you're in the right place. But because it's been a full week, I'm going to kick off this episode with just a little bit of a refresher. Also, what's kind of cool is I've got a freebie to help you with part one and part two of these episodes. So stick around to learn how you can get your hands on the resource checklist for the whole strategy that I've been outlining in part one and now in part two. So in part one, we talked about the five things that you can focus on each quarter of the year to help you create the best version of yourself and the best version of your business. So quick refresher. At the end of each quarter, so at the end of 90 days, you're going to check in with five things. Number one, your internal self-awareness and improvement. How are you improving just as a human being? Number two, the external self, which is your overall health, your physical body. Number three, your current experience. What's working? What's not working for you? Number four, your future experience. Who do you want to be? How do you need to show up now for your future self? And then number five is the expansion, which the first four are important to get to the expansion, which is where new opportunities, doors are opening up, big things are happening. So it's important to know what doors you want opened up, where you want to go, what the prize looks like, but it's going to take number one, two, three, and four focus there in order to get and experience the expansion. So in this episode, I'll give you a checklist that you can use at the end of each quarter to help you evaluate your progress in each of these areas. Now, quarterly check-ins have always been a big thing in my business. Every quarter, I sit down with my leadership team to evaluate where we are, what worked, and what didn't work. And then we meet with my entire team. We call it the state of the company meeting, where we do a Zoom meeting and we present what worked and what didn't work last quarter, what goals we hit, what goals we didn't hit, and then our plan for the quarter ahead. So this is something we've done for the last few years, but I didn't always do this. And I just noticed that my team wasn't on the same page. Not everybody knew where I wanted us to go and what the vision looked like. And so now there's no confusion. What we're working on, what happened in the past, what we want to happen in the future. Every quarter, we're getting clear about that. But it starts with my leadership team. We have a meeting at the end of each quarter to look at the quarter that just passed and look at the quarter ahead. We do 90-day goals. We get our goals all set, and then we communicate it to the team. And usually, as a leadership team, we have to go back and forth, have hard conversations. We get frustrated with each other. Like, it's a pretty intense one or two days, but it's always worth it. We're a big fan of candid conversations where we just put it out there, the good, bad, and ugly, so that nothing is left unsaid. And I think that part is really important. Radical Candor is a book I love, and everyone on my team reads it. So we're often really encouraging each other to have that radical candor with one another. Okay, so these quarterly evaluations have been crucial to meeting our goals. And of course, we get down to the very specifics of analytics, numbers, revenue, and all that good stuff. So you should be tracking the metrics in your business every quarter, but this concept we talked about in part one is a little bit more holistic, right? So if you listen to part one, it takes into account your life and business as a whole, and it's you turning inward, getting really clear about who you are, where you're going, what you want, what's working, what's not working, all of that. So that part is really important. So what I went over in part one, a little bit more holistic, but now we're getting down to the, like I said, analytics and numbers and revenue and all that stuff. Now, before we jump in real quick, share this episode with a friend of yours who's building a business or is currently deep into their business, because part one and now part two will absolutely help anybody who is on the journey of becoming an entrepreneur or has, like I said, just like deep into entrepreneurship. So grab the link to part one and part two, text it to a friend, Slack it to a friend, DM it to a friend. But my goal is to get this into the hands of as many entrepreneurs as possible so that I could help them grow their business. All right, that's just a little request I have, but let's get into it. It's checklist time. There's one thing I want you to remember, and this is really important. At the end of each quarter, you've got to actually do this. That means you schedule it. Like right now, if you looked into my calendar, so we're at the end of quarter one now, you'll see that I have quarterly check-ins with my leadership team already on the calendar. And what I've added is quarterly check-ins with myself before I even go into those meetings. So what I explained in part one, those five things I just went over, I'll do that before I get into a leadership meeting where we're going to evaluate the quarter and the quarter ahead. So that means you have to schedule this stuff. Now, there should be four spots in your calendar at the end of each quarter for a two-hour check-in with yourself or with team members or both. So meaning there's four quarters, so there should be four spots in your calendar. After this episode, go do that. Go schedule those times, because if you don't schedule it, it never happens, right? We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy,
all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy.
And also, I think beyond just scheduling the time, and I said 2 hours, if it's just you doing this, 1 hour is good. Even 45 minutes is great. But if you're going to do it with your team, usually you need a few hours if you're going to involve some team members. So I think you should do yourself and team members. So that's where like 2-3 hours total could come in. But what I want to say about that, it's not just scheduling and talking it out, it's documenting it. So imagine if you had like a special folder or special notebook. I'm super old school. I like to get pen and paper and write it down. Imagine if you had a notebook that is just for quarterly check-ins with yourself and with your team, and you document everything. You do the five steps that I put in part one. You do that. You make notes, you journal, you put your 90-day goals in there. Imagine at the end of the year, that type of documentation where you can go back, see what worked and didn't work. You can kind of highlight the things that really took it to the next level. So every year you get better and better. Now, if you're like me, you love office supplies. So the idea of going out and getting a special notebook just for this, some of you, your ears just perked up and you're very excited and you're already on Amazon looking for a great notebook. I get you. You are my people. So take advantage of the fact that we need another office supply, which is in the form of a really cute notebook. I'm just saying it's one of my favorite things to get. And I'm also saying that I probably never need another notebook for 5 years because I buy so many of them. So they're probably sitting in a closet right now in your house where you can go get a fresh notebook. Okay, so that's enough about my addiction to office supplies. Moving on, but document it. I think it'd be really cool. And just start now. It doesn't matter when you're listening to this. You might listen to this episode months after I record it. Just start now. It's the act of actually making this happen that could change everything for you. All right, so here's the checklist. And it might surprise you because it's really incredibly simple. At the end of each quarter, for each of the 5 areas that I outlined in part one, you're going to ask yourself the same questions. So for each of the internal self-awareness, external, your future experience, your current experience, and your expansion, those are the 5. This is what you're asking. Number one, and I put this into a resource so you don't have to write it down. What did I do this quarter that worked in this area? What did I do that didn't work? What should I keep doing in the next quarter? What should I change in the next quarter? Is there anything outstanding that needs to be wrapped up? And I love this one, how am I feeling about my growth or lack thereof in this area? I think it's important to check in and say, how do I feel about this? And that's it. Those are the questions. So by asking yourself these questions at the end of each quarter, it helps you stay on top of these 5 areas that are oh so important if you want to create the best version of yourself in your business. And the thing is, as you keep doing this quarter after quarter, you'll continue to get better. And if you find better questions to ask, then write them down in your cute little notebook so that you do not forget them and you can continue to make this work for you. Now, we're heading into quarter two at the time that I'm recording this, and it's actually the perfect time to start thinking about these 5 areas of improvement. Again, I'm just going to say them one more time for those of you who maybe haven't listened to part one or you can't remember them yet. Number one, internal self-awareness and improvement. 2, the external self. 3, your current experience. 4, your future experience. And then 5, expansion. All those things that you want, your rewards for all the work that you've done. So those are the 5 areas. And then again, I'll put them in the resource. They're going to be in the resource you're going to get, plus the questions you're going to ask for each of those 5 areas. But again, if you're listening to this right when it came out, let's go, my friend. But if you happen to be listening in the middle of a quarter, who cares? Just get started. It doesn't even matter where you're at. That perfectionism that comes in, like, I'm going to wait till the beginning of the year, doesn't serve you. Let's just dive in right now. Now, I'm going to do this as well, so we can do it together. And I learned about it in quarter one, so I started to play around with it, but I don't have the special notebook yet. So I'll get out my special notebook and I will document it. That's what I haven't really done a good job of. So I'm going to do this right alongside you. And then let's talk about it at the end of year. I'll do a check-in about how this went for me, things I learned, things that I would change about it. And maybe we can keep perfecting it year after year. So let's stick together on this one. Now for the freebie, I created a downloadable checklist that includes the 5 areas that we went over in part 1, along with the questions that we just went over. And if you head on over to Instagram, this is all you need to do. You know, I'm just at Amy Porterfield on Instagram, right? DM me. So send me a direct message with the word goals. And then I'm going to instantly send you a link to this free resource. So you got to come over to Instagram. It's just going to take a minute. You can do it right now. Open Instagram, find my account at Amy Porterfield, send me a message. So just go into my messages and just write the word goals. And it will trigger an instant link to this freebie. So go do that now before you forget. It's going to be worth it. And then let's do this every quarter. And here's the last thing I'll say. Throughout the quarter, it's not like you do it at the end of each quarter and then you forget about it. We're going to think about these 5 areas throughout the entire quarter. Am I working on my future self? Am I taking care of my body? Am I going to therapy or getting coaching? Or if you can't afford any of that, that's okay. I couldn't for years. Are you listening to inspirational podcasts and audiobooks that are fueling your brain? Sometimes that's as good as therapy. I've learned things in self-help books that have been better than sitting on a couch with my therapist. So just do what you need to do, but we're working on this throughout the quarter. We're not just thinking about it at the end of each quarter. Deal? Okay. I hope you found value in this shorty episode. I can't wait to get to the end of the year and talk about this with you and hear what you liked and what you didn't like, but go on over to Instagram, DM me the word goals. I want you to get your hands on this printout so that you do not forget how we're going to do this together. All right, my sweet friend, I can't wait to see you on Thursday for more entrepreneurial goodness. Talk to you then.